Good morning, dear friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. You know, the older I get, the more I realize how many choices I have each day of my life. I become grateful when I start thinking about how much freedom I really have. For example, I could decide on any given day not to get out of bed. I could decide on any given day to worry about all my troubles even before I get out of bed. I could decide on any given day to be curious. Yes, in fact, I make that decision each day, whether it's conscious or not. So let's think about curiosity today. Let's ask ourselves, what does it look like to be curious? What does it mean to make the choice to be curious today? It was once said, you can't be curious and angry at the same time. And I believe that's true. So being curious means I can't be angry for the moment. Here's an example. I walk into the room filled with many people I know, and you yell at me so that everyone in the room hears what you have to say. You say, I can't believe you're that stupid. You left your zipper open on your pants. How do I feel? Am I upset with you? Am I angry with you for embarrassing me that way? How am I going to respond? I might pretend it's funny by laughing and turning away from everyone and zipping up my pants and leaving the episode behind me. And I'll probably still feel hurt and embarrassed. Then what do I do? That's when I have a choice to become curious or angry. If I'm angry, I may respond in different ways depending on the way I personally deal with my own anger in my life. I may completely ignore you. I may look for an opportunity to strike back at you. I may say something behind your back that is not complimentary. And I may even confront you with a nasty remark when no one else is around, telling you how childish it was for you to say that in front of everyone. And carry the hurt and embarrassment of the episode with me for days, if not longer. Or I could respond to your statement with curiosity. Here's what curiosity might look like. First of all, I look within. I might say to myself, this isn't the first time I forgot to zip up my zipper. How could I do better remembering to do that? See? I didn't make it about you being wrong, bad, stupid, or childish. I look for where I could do better. Remember when we meditated on walls and bridges? Well, curiosity is a wonderful way to build bridges. And when we're angry with someone else, we're most likely building walls between us. So what would building a bridge in this example look like? I might go over to you and quietly say, thanks for letting me know about my zipper. Maybe even chuckle. Remember, I still have the same hurt and embarrassment, but I'm not going to allow you to define who I am or what I want to be at that very moment. Afterwards, I might say to you, are you okay? I may even say something like this in a curious way, showing no hurt or anger. I was surprised you spoke about my zipper being down in front of everyone. What was that about? Each day, each moment, we have choices to make. Think about ways you can improve your curiosity in this meditation. Let us pray. God, fill me with your unconditional love. Please. Amen.